Hello, welcome back to another episode of the Dia Talks, your go-to lifestyle and personal journal podcast. I am your host Dia, and today we are diving deep into the exciting, challenging and sometimes overwhelming world of early adulthood. Why did I choose this topic, if you ask me? One of my listener and friend asked me on his birthday to make a podcast on this topic as his gift. So I was like, oh yeah, sure, chill. Anyway, I was doing a research on what topic I should speak about in my next episode. He's an angel. In this episode, I'll be sharing about the expectation and reality of entering into the early adulthood and some tips on how to tackle them and lead a disciplined life. It's not just narrowed into people in their early adulthood. It is applicable to a person of any age if you feel like you're not disciplined enough in your life and you want to turn your expectations into reality. And as usual, there will be case studies and my personal life as an example. So what really makes my podcast different from other podcasts, according to whatever I believe, is that I'm open about my own faults and failures in my podcast without any filter. And the fact that I put in efforts to understand where all I made the mistakes and experiment solution to find what best suits the particular problem. And all the best solutions I'll be sharing with you people so that we can all grow together and make the best out of our lives. Guys, before we start, I wanted to share a huge good news. There is nothing but since you guys know that I have graduated recently and got a job and then quit it, I started my own venture, an agency. I'm still building it. It's called Marketing B and it is a marketing and designing agency. I will share further details about in the upcoming episodes about how I started and what is its current update and more. So stay tuned. Also, if you people are interested in starting a podcast of your own, you people have my hands to rely on. I have made an ebook about podcasting. You can rely on it for A to Z needs for building your own brand through podcasting. And you know what? It is absolutely free. Go make it yours now itself. The link is in my description and also don't forget to follow me on Instagram page for more freebies. So coming back to the episode, early adulthood, the time when we are all supposed to have it figured out, right? Well, let me tell you, expectations can be quite the tricksters. We have all been there, fresh out of high school or college, eager to conquer the world. We envision landing that dream job, having a fabulously stylish apartment and an Instagram worthy life. But oh, the reality check that awaits us. Let's start by acknowledging that the transition to adulthood is like trying to build a puzzle without all the pieces. Reality rarely matches the vision we had held onto. So my dear listeners, what is a secret sauce to navigate this roller coaster and turn expectations into reality? Tip number one, embrace flexibility. Life is unpredictable and things may not always go as planned, and that is perfectly okay. Instead of rigidly clinging on to those original expectations, be open to new opportunities that might take you on a different yet equally rewarding path. Alright, let's talk about adulting essentials. Remember that super organized, Pinterest perfect apartment you imagined? Well, reality might involve mismatched furniture, ramen dinners, and laundry days that you conveniently forget. The trick is to take pride in the small victories, like keeping the one plant alive for more than a month. And here is tip number two, embrace imperfections. You don't need to have everything together all at once. It's okay to stumble, learn, and grow. Now on to career aspirations. We often imagine landing on a dream job right after graduation. But in reality, the job market can be tough and competitive. Remember, success takes time. You might have to start at the bottom and work your way up. But each step contributes to your growth and eventual achievement. So my fabulous listeners, here is a tip number three. Embrace the journey. Success is built through hard work, dedication, and perseverance. Celebrate your progress no matter how small it seems. Relationships. The realm of unrealistic romantic comedies versus the real life awkward Tinder dates and quirky love stories. Expectations about finding the one can create unnecessary pressure. Instead, focus on building meaningful connections, whether they are romantic, platonic, or even mentorship based. And for tip number 4, embrace authenticity. Be your genuine self in all relationships. Authenticity is magnetic and it will attract the right people who align with your values and aspirations. Let us round this off with finances. Early adulthood often brings vision of financial independence and stability, but the reality of bills, student loans, and budgeting can be overwhelming. Remember, managing money is a skill that takes time to master. Start by creating a realistic budget and building healthy financial habits. And last but not least, tip number 5, embrace responsibility. Facing your financial reality head on and making wise decisions will set the foundation for a more secure future. And there you have it, lovely listeners. The journey from early adulthood expectation to reality is indeed an adventure. Embrace flexibility, imperfection, the journey, authenticity, and responsibility. These guiding principles will empower you to craft a disciplined and fulfilling adult life. Remember, life is like a canvas, and you are the artist. Embrace the brushstrokes, the splatters, and the unexpected turns. They all contribute to the masterpiece that is your life. Thank you for tuning into this episode of the Dia Talks. If you found these insights helpful, don't forget to share this episode with your friends and families. And as always, keep embracing life with an open heart and a curious mind. Don't forget to get the ebook for free and also subscribe to my newsletter where you get a lot of freebies, tips, and regular updates from me. Also, email or message me on Instagram on what topic you want tips for so that I can make the next episode based on it. Plus, I really love compliments. Do the less like raising my podcast and maybe leaving a review which can make my day 100 times better. Thank you. I love you guys. Remember this tip and enjoy life to the fullest. Ta-da!